On Sunday, some 350 communities across the U.S. will take part in a national show of unity against gun violence. In New York City, performers like Jackson Browne, Roseanne Cash, Eddie Vedder will headline a concert across America to end gun violence. And in Lansing, a church is joining in that effort. The concert at the Unitarian Universalist Church features several local artists, including a group of MSU theater students. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with several people involved with the concert. He first spoke with Linda Brundage, the executive director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, who explained the significance of the concert date.
September 25th is a nationally designated date to remember murder victims. So when we joined in, there were 40-some. This morning, when I looked at the computer, there were 350 all across the country, and they're all on that day. So it really is quite an event. It's really been a great thing for us to have Rob from the Department of Theater reach out to us, and serendipitously, he's doing a play that has a gun violence focus. And so it was really an excellent fit for us to work together.
Rob, tell me about the theater department's production of Punk Rock.
I really believe it's a psychological study of how someone or a group of people can devolve based on the pressure that they're under. And I think that that demographic, that age range of students 16 through 25, really are under so much pressure and not really given the coping skills to deal with that. And I think this play examines how people can unravel. And what's interesting about it, in the gun violence in the play, you are looking throughout the play because you know sort of from the premise or the message from the play that something's going to happen. And any one of those students could at any point, you know, they are a ticking time bomb. So watching this play, you're examining, well, that person could be the shooter, or that person could be. So I think that all of those things give us a look into the psychology of something and how it can happen and how society can let it happen.
Are there any external forces in the play that are trying to work on behalf of the main characters? Any positive intervention, or are they left to their own devices?
In the play, they're left to their own devices. They are in sort of an abandoned upper library in the school. This is their cocoon. And in there is bullying. There is just awful, awful interactions that we witness as an audience. So the hope that is there is very minor and very bleak, and I think also representative of what some of that generation might feel at the time, the hopelessness, the pressure to succeed without the coping skills.
I'm Jeanette Angelini. I play Sissy in Punk Rock.
I'm Evan Hodek, and I play Nicholas in Punk Rock.
I'm Grant Cleveland, and I play Chadwick in Punk Rock.
Jeanette, what is Punk Rock really all about?
Punk Rock is about students who are going to like a British boarding school type of deal. They are joined together in this library, and they struggle with just the angst and the pressure of their everyday lives and how each and every one of them deals with that and their relationships to one another. And the ending kind of ties into the whole gun violence thing because it's pushing someone to the brink of what they're going through and not being sensitive to someone's feelings and emotions as much as possible. And that leads them to do drastic things.
So it sounds like there's not one central plot, but a myriad of subplots involving multiple different characters. Is that a good way of describing that, Evan?
Yeah, the students that are involved in the show are all kind of, they're all going to the same school together, and their friends are not really friends. They're more of, you know, just people going through the same thing. Each has their own separate little plot, but they all kind of interweave together into the myriad of things that end up taking the show to the places that it goes.
Grant, tell me about Chadwick and what he's all about.
Chadwick is kind of a nerdy guy who gets bullied a lot, which pushes other characters to the brink. It ties in themes of sexuality and, obviously bullying and gun violence, and it all comes back together for a really explosive, raw ending. And Chadwick really gets caught up in the middle of things, I'd say.
I'm wondering, Jeanette, if people will... You know, we live in a time and a place where gun violence pervades the news just about every single day. Why go see a production if we're almost, at least in an ancillary way, living it every day through the news?
It'll be shocking for everyone, and I think the people who have seen it thus far, like people in the crew or people who have come to see rehearsals, have always left feeling almost a little uneasy, but that's kind of what we wanted to do. We didn't want something to, you know, put people over the edge, but we didn't want it to be something that we weren't working hard towards. But, I mean, I agree, like, it's always in the news, and it's always something that we have to be conscious of. But in a production like this, it's done a little differently, but I think the message still rings true amongst, even if we see it every day, it's just always a reminder of what's going on in the world.
Do you guys have personal feelings, or dare I even say personal connections in some way, personal experience, with gun violence, or at least your reflections on the state of that epidemic in our country today?
Well, one of the things we did in order to start preparing for these roles is we had the Coalition to End Gun Violence come and do a little seminar with us at the very beginning of our rehearsal process, and they showed us a documentary that focused on the survivors and the family of people who were killed in related gun violence, and it was a constant bombardment of just story after story after story of all these people whose lives were tragically ended by use of guns and related incidents. So afterwards, we were all really taken aback by how, you know, how often it happens and how serious it is, even though we see it all the time in the news. So it was a very humbling moment to figure that out and kind of realize the gravity of what subject matter we were dealing with.
Jeanette Angelini, Evan Hodeck, and Grant Cleveland, three members of the production Punk Rock that's being put forth by the MSU Department of Theater. I'm wondering if you guys feel as actors if this production changes you personally in some way. Are you left a little bit differently at the end of it each time?
I think most definitely you learn something new from every show that you do, this one especially. I think a lot of research has to be done when you're doing a show like this. So, I mean, I know I personally researched a lot of stories about Columbine and seeing like diary entries and reading firsthand accounts and reading what these guys were like and how they were pushed to do something so absurd and intense. So it leaves me more educated on what's going on and more cognizant of our world and the traumas that happen, especially watching that gun violence video and talking to other people and just working with the cast so closely. It was a great learning experience.
Yeah, like Jeanette said, every show that you do, you learn something new and you take away something, a little extra every time. This one especially, just because the cast is so small and because the subject matter is so intense, you know, I think we're all, you know, because we're all thrown into the middle of it and you know, being forced to live out this horrifying storyline is something that we're definitely never going to forget, and we're always going to remember how much work and effort went into making such a profound statement about this issue.
Yeah, the show is definitely intimate and close, and I've learned a lot through this whole process. It's pretty heavy subject matter, so it got hard at some points, but you know, the cast and crew are some of my best friends, and I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
Jeanette Angelini, Grant Cleveland, and Evan Hodeck are cast members in the production of Punk Rock that is being performed by the MSU Department of Theater. I appreciate your time. Thanks, Jeanette.
Thank you so much.
Evan, thank you.
Thank you.
Grant, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There is particular legislation that has been introduced in Michigan, which Punk Rock really speaks directly to. It's called Senate Bill 442. It has passed judiciary, and the Senate is now on the Senate floor. If we get Senate Bill 442, that will allow guns on campus, guns in classrooms, guns in dormitories, guns in professors' offices, public schools, daycares, smaller auditoriums, bars. So I think it's just superb timing to be working with the students of Punk Rock and, you know, by extension, getting that message out to the students here, and perhaps then they can help us when that comes to the floor.
I'm talking with Linda Brundage, who is the executive director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, and also with Rob Rosnowski, theater professor in the MSU Department of Theater. Linda, what type of pushback do you routinely hear from the pro-gun lobby? I'm sure you're used to hearing the rhetoric of people saying we have a constitutionally protected right.
Well, regarding the bill that I just discussed, Senate Bill 442, senators brought in a person who has been totally discredited by any number of really fine researchers. And his premise really is we should not have gun-free zones, that those are targets. Well, there's zero research to support that notion. Gun violence happens where there are guns. So that's one of the kinds of pushbacks.
And probably pushback from people who say, I'm going to protect myself, I'm going to protect my family and my property. It's difficult to convince that mindset otherwise, isn't it?
Very, very. And then again, there's very little research that the good guy with the gun does much of anything. There's often collateral damage when our trained police officers appropriately try to intervene. And they have lots and lots of training. To get a CPL in Michigan, you have 8 hours of gun training. Not enough, in my opinion. And there's just too much that can go wrong, particularly with guns in schools. I mean, at universities, we encourage kids to debate fervently their position. Well, what happens to the question of debate when one or two people on one side have a pistol on their hip?
Linda, tell me about the concert that's being performed Sunday at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Lansing. Is it a fundraiser? Is it a ticketed event? Is there a monetary gain for people in the coalition to help prevent gun violence?
There may be. We're selling tickets, $10 a person, a family for $25, or a donation. And if you don't have any money, come anyway. The purpose is not to raise funds. It's to use music and theater to raise the questions around gun violence. So it's yet another way to get the community talking. And a big piece of this effort is voter registration. What's going to change the question, I think, state and nationally, is if we get everyone out to vote and we get people thinking about gun violence as one of the things to take into consideration as you evaluate a candidate.
Linda Brundage is the executive director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, and Rob Rosnowski is the director of the production Punk Rock, which is being performed at the MSU Department of Theater. Some cast members from Punk Rock will also be involved in the Concert Across America, which is being held at the Unitarian Universalist Church on South Pennsylvania Avenue in Lansing on Sunday, part of a nationwide effort to raise awareness about gun violence. Linda and Rob, thank you so much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.